Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to get my longtime friend Dr. Deb Fudge with us along with Dr. Doug Friday. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kev.
So let's start at the beginning. So how'd you come up with the idea of Inside Out Solutions and the professional line of CBD?
Well, it really kind of was my idea at the start. I always wanted to promote tools to my patients to be able to optimize their body's ability to heal itself from the inside out. So that's where the Inside Out Solutions comes, and we spell solutions S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S. And the reason for that is we believe that health starts with repairing your soul. And we want to provide education on that as well as other tools. And then the CBD thing came on board for two reasons. Deb will tell her little story, but mine was that I had a lot of health issues, and I was exploring all kinds of ways of trying to optimize my body's ability to deal with these problems. And I finally came upon CBD and started taking it myself, getting, you know, very, very good results. And that's how I decided, okay, maybe the first tool that we put out there is CBD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so this was probably 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And when we started doing a lot of research about CBD, and I started to find more evidence that CBD could be very much used for pain management. And in our area, Kevin, as you know, we've been hit quite hard by the opioid epidemic, and it's been very, very frustrating just to hear all these stories from various patients who were lucky enough to survive the addiction of being addicted to an opioid. But most of them started from truly having an injury and consulting with a medical doctor, and they were prescribed an opioid. They didn't go there looking to get high. But with time, the addiction started, and they ran out of the prescription, and the next thing you know, they're buying heroin on the street. It's been frustrating, to say the least, to hear these stories and really wanting to find some type of way that I could have an impact with really stopping addiction before it even starts. And the more research that I've been reading about, it's all leading towards something such as CBD, which is a non-addictive way to help manage pain and inflammation for just two things in particular.
So, guys, I have to admit, I've heard of CBD. I see a lot of articles mm-hmm. about it. I have no idea what it is. What is it?
Yeah, you're not alone. Yeah, you're definitely not alone there. There is a lot of confusion with CBD, which stands for cannabidiol, and it's confused with, and we'll go through some answers to questions about that. But it's confused with marijuana and THC, which is a psychoactive component of marijuana. CBD is not psychoactive at all, meaning it you can't get high from it. And it's one of over 100 active cannabinoids that is found in the hemp plant. And the hemp plant is a cousin to the marijuana plant, very much like a lemon and a lime are citrus fruits, but they have very distinct tastes and qualities to them.
So talk to me more about that. What is the endocannabinoid system? What is it?
Yeah. So, well, believe it or not, Kevin, when we were in school, it hadn't even been discovered yet. So we graduated from chiropractic school back in 1986, and this was not at all part of the curriculum because it wasn't even discovered. It was discovered in the 1990s by an Israeli researcher. And it is a system whereby we have receptors throughout the body, mainly in the brain, the spinal, the periphery nervous system, as well as the immune system. And what it's designed to do, it basically is, it's supposed to be regulating homeostasis, or it, another way to describe that would be to keep the body within the same state. So, for instance, sleep, focus, relaxation, anti-inflammatory, things along those lines, more of like a peaceful kind of feel. And so that is what the system is designed to do, to regulate homeostasis.
But then you can have a deficiency syndrome from this too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the deficiency syndrome is twofold. One, these receptors within the endocannabinoid system, you can have a deficiency of those receptors. So you're not able to uptake the endocannabinoids or cannabinoids, which we can feed from the outside through the CBD oil. So if you have a deficiency in that, then it's going to lead to a lack of organization of all the other body systems, or a lack of homeostasis in the body. The other thing that can, as far as a deficiency can go, is that we're not getting enough endocannabinoids produced in the body, as well as we're lacking the amount of cannabinoids that we're taking in through our diet. And there's a little history that goes with CBD. Back in the 1930s, before that, CBD was widely grown in the United States and other parts of the world. In fact, it was the major or the cash crop at that time, so it was fed to livestock. And as a result, we would get it in our diet abundantly with eating, beef and chicken and whatever was feeding on the endo or the hemp plant, basically. So as a result, up until it now is becoming more readily available with the 2018 Farm Act that President Trump just signed into effect in December, there's going to be a lot more farming opportunities for the hemp plant. Thus, we're going to see it more, I believe, into our food chain, as well as now CBD is legal in all 50 states. So we're going to start to see people supplementing with it and feeding their endocannabinoid system.
So now, how does CBD work in the body then?
Well, that's a great question. It works by having a role with the primary receptors, the CB1 and CB2, which are found predominantly in the brain, the nervous system, the peripheral organs, and the tissues. Also, it's throughout the immune system. And so the CBD actually attaches to the receptors and allows all of those functions to function more the way they're supposed to, really, instead of being out of balance with what we're seeing now with such a rise in anxiety, lack of focus, inflammation. It will help to balance all of that out.
It's almost like, as an analogy, it's like a lock and key. So the CBD is the key, and then your receptors is the lock. So if you feed your body lots of keys, then they will go in and get into the locks and cause basically homeostasis, which is a balancing of all the systems in the body. It's that simple, really. It's quite an amazing a product that Mother Nature has provided with us, mm-hmm. but it's been shelved for a long period of time.
So now, I find a lot of people use the words hemp and marijuana interchangeably. There's a difference between those two.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
What is it?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Like I said before, we always use the analogy of the, the lemons and the limes. They're from the same family. The hemp plant is called cannabis sativa and the marijuana is cannabis indica. And we know from the hemp plant, there's no THC. There's, for it to be legal, there has to be only 0.3% THC by dry weight. And relatively, that is the norm for that for hemp. It's very low in THC, but very high in CBD, where marijuana is very high in THC and low in CBD. Marijuana is strictly used for medicinal and recreational fun, I guess, if you want to call that. But the hemp plant has, hundreds of uses, not only for as a supplement with CBD, but also in the textile industry. In fact, BMW has just constructed a car out of hemp. So, paper, all kinds of plastic products can be made with hemp that are renewable and biodegradable. It's just a really all-around product. In fact, in history, going back in history, it was used in sails for ships and ropes, things like that.
The Constitution.
The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence was signed on hemp paper. So it has a real wide variety of uses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the difference between hemp and marijuana.
I think the confusion too, though, is that they both can be referred to as cannabis.
Yes, because of the one's cannabis sativa and one is cannabis indica. So hemp was lumped in with cannabis prohibition back in the 30s. And unfortunately, there's a number of reasons for that, which would be like another show here, really, to go into that. But it got really lumped in with marijuana. And today, the laws are still, what would be the word? They're still very confusing. In fact, the law has changed here to make hemp or CBD legal in all 50 states at the federal level, but there's still some gray areas at the state level,
mm-hmm.
which are going to all fall into place quickly because of the popularity of CBD and because the federal government has basically regulated it. There's now going to be a lot of federal money, as far as I can see, is going to be put into research, which is going to be a really good thing because, there is always a need for more research to find out the benefits of CBD.
So, guys, we have about 90 seconds left. A quick question I have is, will this alter employee drug tests if I'm taking CBD? Do I have any concerns that I'm going to get in trouble if I have to take a drug test or anything like that?
So it can show up as a positive drug test. And so there is, thankfully, we have an option, which we call it the full, it's an isolate. And the isolate has been third-party tested to not have any trace of THC. So there is an option for people if they are getting drug tested to go with what we call an isolate option.
So we've got about a minute left. What's your contact information? How can people reach out to you to learn more?
Well, they can go to our website, which is Inside Out Solutions. And Solutions is spelled SOULUTIONS.com. We do have a Facebook page. They could search Inside Out Lifestyle Solutions and like us on Facebook. Lots of knowledge on both the website and the Facebook page. We're posting all kinds of information. And that's one of our, being professionals, we want to end some of this confusion and really educate our people and create a tribe of knowledgeable consumers.
Hey, and I appreciate you both taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Thanks,
appreciate
friend.
It.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too.